my guest, affectionately, temporarily, is known as the paraplegic prophet. He says many, even watching me right now, are ready to give up. They feel God can't use them because of mistakes or weaknesses. Never give up. You are about to stand in awe of what God will do for you. Next. I'll tell you, I am in awe of the presence of God on this set. Holy Spirit, you are our most welcome guest. Take over. My guest, Alwyn Ace, had goals to be a professional rugby player, but in his last game of the season, he was permanently injured. Then he was in an auto accident, left him paralyzed from the chest down. Then his girlfriend left him, and at 24, he's ready to take his own life. But Alwyn, then what happened?
Yeah, Sid, I was in the deepest and darkest time of my life that I could ever imagine.
And where were you living at the time?
This was in South Africa, in the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
And I was back in my parents' home, and I was in this deep, dark hole of depression. And, you know, I was asking those questions, is it even still worth it to live? Asking those difficult questions. Why did God keep me alive in a wheelchair? Why didn't he just take my life? And I was at a point and I was ready to take my own life. I was ready to shoot myself. And right at that moment that I called out to God, I cried out to the Lord, you know, what is the purpose of all of this? And he spoke so directly into my heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, saying, Alwyn, I still have a plan with your life. I am not finished.
And when you say he spoke, I always like to know this.
Yeah.
Was it just a thought, or was it stronger than a thought? Did you hear it? What?
Sid, this was an internal audible voice of the Lord that I heard as clear as I can hear your voice. That's how I heard the Lord speak right into my spirit.
It was, as I understand it, he actually did something he did for me. He spoke a scripture to you, Jeremiah 29:11, I believe.
Jeremiah 29:11, spoken into my heart.
What does that say?
That I've got a plan for you, I've got a future for you, and I've got a hope for you. And those plans are good.
Did you just put the gun down and say, I'm not going to use it? Or what occurred?
You know, Sid, I was literally at the point that I was holding the gun underneath my chin at that moment. So it was a deal breaker right at that moment. You know, if God is speaking into your life right now, how can you give up upon God's plans? It's easy to give up on yourself, but when God speaks something so direct into your heart, it's very difficult to give up at that moment.
By the way, do you believe that you will walk out of that wheelchair someday?
Absolutely, Sid. I haven't been more sure about anything in my life.
And by the way, in his wheelchair, he's accomplishing things that are record-breaking. Would you talk to someone right now that maybe they don't have a gun to their throat, but the thoughts have crossed their mind? Would you talk to them?
Absolutely. So maybe, you know, you're at a point that you feel that you are tarnished goods or that you don't have any hope left for your life. But I want to tell you that if God can use a boy in a wheelchair all the way in South Africa to do his work, then I'm sure that he can use you today.
Then, in 2021, in his wheelchair, Alwyn became the very first male paraplegic in South Africa to complete an Ironman ultra marathon. How did you have the courage? I mean, I can't even imagine to train and to be able to, what did you do exactly?
Well, Sid, you know, in life we get dealt cards. And what I would say is I got dealt a hand of cards that I never chose. and these things happen to us. But our response is our choice. And I had a decision to make, you know, what am I going to do with this? Am I just going to go sit in my room and, you know, die of depression? Or am I actually going to try and make the best of a situation for this? Now, I love sports. I was into rugby. I followed an active lifestyle. So naturally, I gravitated back to training and being active again. And to be honest, I chose the most difficult sporting event that I could ever think of, in a sense, to say, Lord, I know that you can do this through me. And you said you had a plan with my life, and I put it to the test.
I mean, I've seen movies about athletes. Did you get discouraged because it was such a hard task that you decided to do?
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, the most difficult thing for me was when I used to share with people, this is what I'm going to do. I shared with them my vision, people close to me. The most challenging thing for me was dealing with the critics, dealing with people telling me, I don't think it's possible. And that's the thing, you know, if you're a pioneer or a forerunner doing something that has never been done before, that is oftentimes the most difficult thing, is getting past the negative voices speaking into your life. Because, you know, God says in His Word that nothing will be impossible for those that believe.
Alwyn is now moving in international prophecy. He has a word on global reset. It's going to surprise many viewers. He also had a word that on this show, many will be physically healed. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
My name is Alwyn Ace. I want to share a testimony with you guys. I woke up next to the side of the car, which was about 60 yards into a field. And the last thing that I remember is calling out to God, saying, Lord, if you will save me today, I will give my life to you. How did this happen? How did I even survive this? And what kind of grace is this to keep me alive in a wheelchair? Someone that used to love sport, that used to be so active, wouldn't it have been better to just have died that day? And I would have been with the Lord. Now, I know for a fact that God has sent an angel that day to preserve my life for a certain purpose. What that purpose was at that time, I am not sure. But I knew that God's hand was upon me. God's hand was in this situation to keep me alive that day. I want to share with you the resource we're making available to you, which is my 4-part audio teaching series called the Holy Spirit Bootcamp. I was led by the Holy Spirit in discovering His voice to teach people that are on this very journey in growing in the prophetic, because hearing God's voice is for every single born-again believer. I remember when I started out in the prophetic, the Holy Spirit took me through all the different ways that He communicates with me, in hearing His voice, in seeing visions, in dreams, even in tasting and smelling what the Holy Spirit wants to communicate. And in this teaching series, I focus specifically on all the ways that He can communicate to us, so that you are not just equipped in seeing visions or interpreting dreams, but also in all the different aspects that the Holy Spirit wants to communicate. I want to pray for you that hope be restored in your life, that you will know that God still has a plan with you, and that He may reveal that, and that His glory may shine upon your life.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Always. Received a major impartation of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Tell me about that and what effect it had on you.
Sid, I grew up in a church environment that is extremely conservative. So I knew about the Holy Spirit. I know the scriptures about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I've never experienced it myself. And around, you know, in my early 20s, I went to a meeting one day and someone prayed for me to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I was zealous for the Lord. I was hungry for Him. And I remember the moment that He prayed for me, I felt this intense fire go over my whole body.
Now when I hear something like that, the fire went over my whole body, what did it really feel like?
Sid, it literally felt like I want to jump in a cold swimming pool because I literally felt fire over my whole body. But it's not that it was a painful fire. It was almost like a pins and needles tingling all throughout my whole face, my whole body. I was literally on fire in the spirit.
What effect did it have on you?
Afterwards, I started seeing certain things when I would look at someone or have a conversation with someone. Certain words would just start popping up in my imagination, or I would see certain images. I would see the person doing a certain act, and I would ask them about this, and this would, you know, oftentimes come about that it was something that they did earlier the day. Or I would receive words of knowledge or prophetic words for people that needed healing. And, you know, previously I prayed for people, but I didn't see much healings and supernatural activity. But after this baptism in the Holy Spirit, it's like everything went to a whole nother level. More healings, more miracles, and, you know, people just got delivered and healed as we go about and praying for them.
Well, you were seeing miracles, but not as frequent as we read in the Bible. And then all of a sudden, you saw what's called an open vision of an angel. Had you seen angels before? I'm just curious.
Not before that moment, no. No.
What did you see?
So it was actually in my home. I was sitting on my bed just listening to worship music. And it's like Paul the Apostle would say, I don't know if I was in the body or out of the body. It was such a surreal experience that as I was sitting on my bed, I was outside of my body. And then I went into this open vision. As clear as I'm seeing you here today, I was in another place. And I remember I was standing in a line with many other believers right there with me. But the angel of the Lord was standing right next to me, and he gave me a blue cap and put it on my head. And on this cap stood New Commissioning. And right at that moment, I snapped out of it and I was in my room again.
What was the new commission?
Well, it played out to be that it was what I understood was this prophetic commissioning. Because after that, I just saw more words of knowledge, greater prophetic words for people, greater details of words. And also, once again, greater healing miracles took place.
And God has shown you about the glory that's coming to planet Earth. Tell me just a little bit about what God has shown you.
Sid, the Lord has shown me this greater glory, and we've seen glimpses of it in our meetings that we have, where people get healed spontaneously. We don't even lay hands on them. We don't pray for them. They're just in the environment, and the glory of God comes in the room, and people just get healed. People just get delivered. And what I love about that is that no man can take honor or glory for that, but it's a sovereign work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we've seen glimpses of it, but I believe it's going to kick into a whole nother gear.
Will we see the glory? Just like with Moses in the wilderness, they saw the pillar of fire, they saw the cloud. It was so strong he had to put a mask over himself.
Sid, I truly hope and pray that we do see that, the greater manifestation of God's glory. It's my heart's desire that we would see that, not just individuals being empowered by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the sovereign move of God in meetings where the glory of God may fill the room and we see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Give me a testimony of one person, the girl in the glory.
Yeah, so this was at a school meeting actually in the week, and the worship team was worshiping, and afterwards this girl came to us and she had a cast on her hand. She had torn ligaments in her thumb. It's actually a condition that she suffered from that was weakening her ligaments in her hands and her feet and her knees. I'm not sure what they call it. And when she came to us, she was wearing a cast, and during worship, she got completely healed. No one prayed for her. No one laid hands on her. She didn't come forward. She came afterwards, completely healed, took off the cast. You can actually see her tan lines on her hand from wearing the cast for several weeks on end. And she could pick up objects, use her hand, full strength restored in that hand.
Now, you... I agree. Okay, you're a student at Morningstar School of Ministry, the prophetic school, and you actually, I think you went to, tell me about that situation where you went, where Chris Reed was teaching.
So I was enrolled for the School of the Prophets 2022, and I'm all the way from South Africa, so I was just attending online. But at the end of the School of the Prophets, it's what they call an impartation service. So I flew all the way from South Africa to Charlotte and then to Fort Mill, drove there. And in the very first evening of the teachings, Chris Reed actually gave me a word. And to summarize that word, he talked about July 2022 is going to be a very significant month for me. How the new anointing, this prophetic gifting is just going to go to a whole nother level. And I believe the words that he actually used is that you will see the greater works that Jesus talked about. And a few nights after that, it was the impartation service where it was a line of people. Chris and other leaders of the school and the ministry were praying over us. And then once again, I experienced that very same fire of the Holy Spirit come upon me. But this time it was slightly different. It was almost like a jacket or a mantle fell on my shoulders. I could literally feel it, the weightiness over my shoulders and also over my head, how my senses were just enlightened, my spiritual senses. I could feel my eyes and my ears, everything just being enlightened in that moment.
What was the word? He had some specific words that you knew he was talking about you, Chris Reed.
Yeah.
What was that?
There's one scripture that he quoted, and that is Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, not by power, but by my Holy Spirit. And that was a scripture that was very dear to me at that time, something the Lord had spoken to me, not just about, you know, the ministry gifts and all that and the move of the Spirit, but also how my healing will take place, that it's not going to be through medical advancements or natural means, but it's going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when he said that very same scripture, it spoke into my heart, and I knew exactly what the Holy Spirit was communicating through Chris to me in that moment.
And you started, ever since that impartation, you started having global words that come to pass. Tell me about one.
Yeah, so Sid, I was never used to having international prophetic words. It's something that was very foreign to me. I had no frame of reference for it. And soon after that, in November 2022, I heard the Lord say, talk about beast of the east. And it's something that I heard, once again, in my spirit, but clear as day within my heart. And the Lord revealed to me this storm that is going to hit the United Kingdom at that time with very specific implications.
For those that are not in the United Kingdom, you have to spell out what happened.
Yeah, so this storm, what I saw in this vision then that the Lord revealed to me was a dark cloud coming over the nation, a storm going to hit them called the beast from the east. And this specific implications that it had was, it was so precise. It's like you can't make these things up. But one thing that really stood out to me that the Lord revealed is that less fortunate people will be unable to heat their houses because of an energy crisis due to the storm. And that's something, it's so unnatural. It's not something that you can just predict or say. And when the storm finally hit, all the predictions, all the news anchors actually said that it was going to miss the nation. But in fact, the word that I got, that it was going to hit the nation, and these are going to be the implications.
Owen has a prophetic warning right now of a global reset, and it's different than most prophets think.
Yeah, so Sid, what the Lord just showed me, and I don't think you have to be very prophetic to even know this, the current economical state of not just this nation or my nation, but the world in general and where things are heading. And what the Lord just revealed to me is that we are almost like in a time of preparation, a time of grace to get ready for what is coming. How God is going to provide for His people amidst economical difficulties and financial uncertainties. How the world might be going in one direction, but God will still look after His people in this time. And then the Lord started speaking to me about gathering up for the difficult times ahead. Gathering up, storing up, getting rid of debt, not making unnecessary purchases.
I have heard these words for a number of years now. What would you say to the person that says, well, I've heard that and nothing's happened?
Well, Sid, I believe that the Lord, before He does anything, He starts communicating it to His prophetic vessels. And it would be wise to take heed of these words, that when it does happen, that we cannot say that God never warned us about this, that God never spoke.
Tell me about the month of September.
Sid, I believe that there is coming a greater cleansing to the body of Christ. How the Lord showed me, the fire is about to fall upon the church. And this is twofold. First of all, the cleansing, that God is about to sweep out the threshing floor, and also about the glory that is about to come to the church.
You saw what God did in Owen's life. You may not have as critical a situation. You may have a worse situation. But I do know this, without being a prophet, tough times are coming. Anyone knows that reads their newspaper. And I do know this, there is only one solution. It won't be in politics. It won't be in hitting the lottery. It will be in only one thing. It'll be in your personal revelation and knowledge that God is real. That if someone took your sword to your head and said, say you don't believe in Jesus or we'll cut your head off, you'll laugh and you'll say, don't you know where you're sending me? Much better than here. That's the attitude I want you to have. I want you to pray this prayer with me. And I want you, wherever you are, to go one step further in your knowledge of God. Mean it to the best of your ability. That's all He asks. I prayed a two-word prayer once. Jesus, help revolutionize my life forever. Repeat these words after me. Mean it to the best of your ability. Dear God, I'm so sorry. I've committed many sins in my life. I am so grateful that Jesus died in my place, and you accepted His blood as removing all of my sins. And as of this moment, I'm entirely clean. It's so good to be clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Messiah, my Savior, and my Lord. Owen, look in the camera right now and pray for a release. The healing glory that God showed you is all over this place right now.
So, Father, I just pray for every single person under the sound of my voice, Lord, that your tangible glory would touch the people right there where they are, that there is no distance in the spirit. And Lord, I also pray for an impartation, Lord, of the healing miracles to saturate their lives. Father, that wherever they go, that the glory of God may be manifested. And Father, I pray that they will tangibly experience your glory right now, right there where they are. And Lord, also touch their bodies and heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.